feels good that we are able to get a win. Overall, I think we moved the ball well at times, but again, we can't play ourselves in a position like that. I thought coming out in the third quarter, we executed well, find a lot of open shots, but at the end of the day, we got to get stops. Like, we allow them to lead and get back to the game. We don't want to do that. They're a very, very good offensive team. They have professional scorers. They have guys that can get downhill. They have guys that can initiate the offense. So I think we give them a lot of moments that they felt good. And they believe that we're back in the game, and they did. And we just made it tough for ourselves. But overall, I think there was a lot of good moments. A lot of people did good things to win the game today, from like Pete Nance, from Ryan, from Kuz, from Bobby, from Miles, from Scoop. A lot of guys did a lot of good things for us to be able to win the game.
Yep. Stretch. We had a couple attempts, yet had found your teammates for open shots. So, as you have said, you try to lead in that way, share the ball, play the right way. How important was that down the stretch for you to find those guys, and then obviously for them to make those shots, AJ and Bobby?
Yeah, you gotta make the right play. You gotta make the right read. You gotta be in the moment that read was in front of you. It doesn't matter if I've shot 10 times, 2 times. You got to make the right read. And I think AJ was open, and the other time Bob was open in the corner. And both of them make the shot, which I'm happy. But that's how you got to play. There's going to be times that it's going to be your night. There's going to be times that it's not going to be your night. Not just for me, for everybody.
Giannis, it was announced you were a 10th All-Star Game appearance is coming up soon here in a couple of weeks. What would you say to that young boy who was playing in Sapolia with a fake Allen Iverson jersey that one day he'd be a 10-time All-Star?
I probably tell that myself when I was young that I'd be 10 times All-Star. I probably not believe it. I think when I came to the league, I had this meeting with John Hammond and Dave Morway. It was the GM, the assistant GM of the Bucks, and they told me, like, hey, look at all these guys, Paul Pierce, Tracy McGrady, blah, blah, blah. They've been 10 times All-Star. You can be one of those guys. And I'm like, you really believe that? It was like, yeah, if you work hard and you have the tools to be one of those guys. And I kind of took that and kind of installed it in my heart. Never said the Bobby Lee, but I was, one of my goals as a player was to be a 10-time All-Star, and I'm very happy that I'm accomplishing. I want to thank everybody that have helped me in this journey. I want to thank God for keeping me healthy, for keeping me hungry, for protecting me throughout this journey. And it's been incredible, but it doesn't stop here. There's more to go. It's more to go, and I can't wait for whatever chapter is next.
To add to that, you're one of the few to always compete in the All-Star game. Knowing that they've changed the format to World versus the U.S., what are your thoughts on that?
I think it was probably one of my ideas. I think I said it maybe last year or 2 years ago, publicly. It doesn't really matter what the format will be. I know that I never have a chance to be on the court and play among the best. I will always compete. And I'm excited to go out there, put on the show. And my kids are older now. They get to enjoy the All-Star game. And then I turn on the TV and they see players that they was in the, they were All-Stars last year. It's like, oh, I met this guy. I saw this guy. This guy talked to me. They're old enough to understand. So just having my my boys and family just being amongst the greats, it's an incredible feeling. And just seeing the dad being and competing against the best player in the world, I think that's, for me, it's a fulfilling.
A lot of teams are holding off on their trade moves to see what happens with you, Giannis. How do you feel about that?
I can't control that. I can't control what other teams do. I just try to focus on my job, which is go out there and compete and try to win games.
Last week, it felt like a turning point when the fans in Milwaukee booed you and you booed them back. How did that moment feel in your heart?
It felt great.
I don't know, for some reason I enjoy being the villain this year.
Even with your own fans?
It doesn't really matter to everybody. It just makes my motor go more. It makes me hungry when I play compete more. Just, it doesn't matter. I just love playing basketball, and anything that can kind of spark my fire in me, I love it.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
To see Jalen Johnson come up and being a young star now, what was it like guarding him or playing against him, and what do you see in him?
I see greatness in him, for sure. I think he's one of the best young talents in this league. I think he has a very high ceiling. As long as he puts his head down and keeps on working hard and keep on listening to his coaching staff and try to improve things to help his team win, I think he has a bright future. I just seen a kid, because I used to go back in the day, and they, you know, when my brother Alex was competing, and they were teammates. So I've known him since he was like 15, 16, and just seeing him now that he flourished to the player that he is today, it's just fun. And it just makes me feel like I'm old, but I'm not old. Again, you know, the sky is the limit for him, and just got to stay humble, stay humble.
Since you had returned, it's pretty much the same story lineup. Just what kind of impact
did you see that you brought? Great, just because my kids are making a lot of play selfish basketball. He's a guy that can initiate the offense, he's a guy that can play off the ball, he's a guy that knows how to move without the ball and score the ball. So, and also it gives us a lot of more depth in our bench, like having Scoot come on with Bobby. You know, as you saw tonight, like our bench was good. I like the move. It doesn't really matter who starts and who comes off the bench. What matters is who finishes the game and Scoot finishes the game. I told him that. I said, don't care about who starts, man. It doesn't really matter who finishes the game, the last 6 minutes of the game. That's when the best players on the court are able to initiate and, you know, give their team a win.
I know continuity is important. You all have been fairly healthy and available since you've been back December 27th. But how important is it that, I guess, the coaching staff still continues to tinker and tweak and just find something? Like you mentioned, when you're on the bench, can the bench unit be better? Can these units be better? I know, I'm sure you'd love to have something set, but is it important to just keep kind of trying things, different combos, and just find that spark or find something that can really work for a long time?
Yeah, you're gonna find it. I think you find some tonight. I like Pete off the bench. You know, he's a two-way contract. But he's a guy that plays hard. He's extremely smart. He knows how to move the ball. And he's knows how to get the ball to the second side on DHO and just get everybody involved, which for his age is incredible. He's played only 32 or 33 games in the NBA, and then he has a maturity about him, like he's been around for a lot of years. I like that. I feel like second unit was way more steady, way more aggressive, what was happening. So I think we did find some tonight. But again, if Coach Dyke keeps on like trying to figure things out, that's his job. That's what you got to do. You got to figure out the ways that we can be better. And I think today was something that we should definitely like keep and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then you just got to keep on making adjustments.
Last question. Can you describe the feeling of watching Arsenal this season? How does it feel?
I haven't watched them at all.